But over the last weekend, there's been more details, a little bit more data, but a bit more understanding of the Omicron variant. It's a new strain that has various mutations. It's spreading quicker amongst our population, not just here in South Africa, but also around the world. Last week, the city of Tshwane Metro reported that more than 100 children under the age of 5 were hospitalized with the Omicron variant in the first 2 weeks of the new fourth wave. And as this week continues, we'll see more data, more research coming out. So, but we thought we'd ask Professor Mignon McCulloch. She is with the South African Pediatric Association. Mignon, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. That initial report, maybe not drilling down into much of the data, but the city of Tshwane reporting that 100 children under the age of 5 were hospitalized in that metro in the first 2 weeks of this fourth wave. Is there anything that parents should be concerned or worried about?
So hi there. Thank you for having me on your show again. I'm going to start off by saying, wow, this virus always throws curveballs at us. But really important for parents just to stay calm because, you know, when you get reports like this in the media, you can sense a sense of panic. You're right, it's early days. We only got this information on the 24th of November, so we're not even 2 weeks into it. Our scientists are working hard, but it does seem that this virus variant is more contagious. I've had a look at the data that was issued by the NICD at the end of last week, and of the children, 11% are under 2, and 19% are 0 to 9 years of age. So a lot younger this time around, but as pediatricians, we communicate with our colleagues, and I've been in touch with my colleagues in Tshwane. They say, on the whole, the kids have not been very, very ill. A lot of them come in with broken arms or car accidents and have just incidentally been positive for this variant. Some have come in needing some medical attention, very few needing oxygen, and only one or two needing ventilation. But you're right, it's early days, and we need to be careful.
Without being alarmist, some of the details that I had seen of some of the reports by the NICD is exactly that. People presenting to hospitals for other cases. I just say kids break their arms, they're sick, they have a bit of an infection, and when they get there, maybe having to be hospitalized for one thing, you do the test before you hospital admit them, and then you find that incidentally, well, these kids also are positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, but what the message it does give me is that this virus can mutate, so they tell me 31 different bells and whistles on this one. And we know that unless, as a country, we get vaccinated more extensively, this clever little virus is going to continue to mutate. And we really don't want that. So my take-home message is take your whole family and go and get vaccinated. Get granny, grandpa, mom and dad, aunt and uncle, and all those teenagers who really want a life this Christmas. Get them vaccinated, if only to protect the little ones, if you want to look at it like that, but also to protect yourselves and the rest of the country, because vaccinations are the only way we're going to get on top of it. Mask wearing is still important, but hard to get little kids to wear masks. As you know, trying to get a 3-year-old to listen to anything that you want to say for an extended period of time can be tricky. But also try not to have indoor big Christmas parties. This is a very contagious virus. But we are lucky in South Africa. We actually have got vaccines. Lots of other African countries don't. And if we didn't have it, we'd all be jumping up and down saying, we want the vaccine, we want the vaccine. We do have the vaccine. So really important to tell people this is not a new vaccine anymore. It's been extensively studied in all age groups. It's safe. And the only way to get around this is to get everybody vaccinated.
We've already had children over the age of 12 being vaccinated. It raises the question now of the trials for children under the age of 12 for them to be allowed access to vaccines. We already have the Novavax trial that has been underway for looking at vaccinations for ages from 5 to 11. In South Africa, we use Johnson & Johnson's and the Pfizer commodity vaccine. Is this something that should be added to the conversation at the moment?
So it is added to the conversation, but, you know, we were criticized for not being careful enough about science and evidence. So we're still trying to make sure we've got enough science and evidence about the younger kids. So there are some trials happening even from 6 months. The Sinovac trial is even happening very early on. But we know the teenagers and the older age groups is safe, and not everybody's been vaccinated. So we're saying, while we're doing all the other tests, and it's not just about safety, it's about what is the best dose for a little person? Should it be a one-dose vaccine, a two-dose, and what exactly do you give? The full dose, half the dose, or a third of the dose? So while we're sorting out all of that, we've been lucky. We've been able to watch the rest of the world and see what they do. So our kids have not been guinea pigs by any means, but there's a large number of teenagers who have not been vaccinated, and a significant amount of adults who haven't been vaccinated.
We're living in the world where the news cycles are constant, but the research does and should take its time for credible research. How do you square that with myself as a layperson who gets updated by the minute on what variant has been discovered, what health authorities are saying, what the hospitals are saying about an increase in admissions, but then at the same time, scientists saying, hold on,
hang on,
still need to research this properly.
So I think that's where you and I come in. So as pediatricians, as medical healthcare workers, and as the media, it's important for us just to say, stay calm. We will release information, and we've done that really swiftly. I mean, the NICD info came out on Friday night. Saturday morning already there was stuff coming out about it. So I think it's our responsibility to release relevant information as it comes to the fore. I can't tell you with my head on a block that this is definitely a better variant, a less severe variant. I'm going to watch the research as well. So I think we need to have discussions like this. I think it's really great to have it. Keep parents calm, keep ourselves calm, but keep a very close eye on science as it comes up. And because the whole world is working on this variant at the moment, I don't think we're going to be waiting months. We're going to be having new information week by week.
Professor Mignon McCullough, thank you so much for joining us. South African Pediatrician Pediatrics Association, thank you so much for joining us here on The Morning Review.